Okay, so today's daf Yud Ches. We are on Yud Ches, 6, 7 lines from the top by Itmar. So the Gemara is going to quote the statement for the Gemara. Itmar, right? May Amasai monim leget. From when do we start counting the get? Rav Amar Mishas Desina, Vishmul Amar Mishas Ksiva. So what does mean monim as haget? Rashi says, May Amasai monim, Gimel Chadashim Sha Isha Tzricha Lahamtin. All women, when they get divorced, or their husband passes away, they're not permitted to marry or get engaged or have erusin right away. They have to wait 3 months because of the concept of havchana to make sure we have a separation to figure out who the child could potentially be. And it's a low plug, even if the person was married to a man who was in jail or a man who was incapable of having children or she's 80 years old, whatever it is. It's a low plug. There's a three month waiting period. So from when do we start counting that waiting period when it comes to divorcing? So Rav says that you start counting Mishas Nesina from the moment that the get is handed over to her. Makes sense. Moment that the get is handed over to her, you start counting 3 months. 3 months after that, then she can get married. Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. But Shmuel says, no, you could start counting the moment he writes the get. I'm not sure if he writes the get. It means Ksiva here is literally Ksiva. Maybe it means Chasima. Don't know. But still, you have 3 months from the actual writing of the get, which is precedes the giving of the get, and it could theoretically precede the giving of the get from quite some time. So Maskifla Rav Nosson Baroshia Shmuel. So Rav Nosson Baroshia asks Shmuel the following question: Yomru, people will say, Shtei Noshim Mechatzer Echad Asura Zo Asura V'Zo Muteris. You can have two women in one field. One's going to be Asur, one's going to be Mutter. What's that case? Two women in one field. So Rashi says, Beis Noshim Mechatzer Echad. Shall Adam Echad, you have two women who are married to one man. Shapirish Liam, he's going away, he's going on a trip, and he wants to give the woman the gittin because in case something happens, he doesn't want them to be agunos. So Umasar Shnei Gittin Mishtei Nashim Bo Bayom. Elosh Zek Kadam Lazeb Ksivaso Chodesh. One was written 1 month earlier. It's on December 30th. He's 31st. He's running. He's going away. He gives Rachel a get that says dated November 30th, and he gives Leah a get that's dated December 30th, and then he doesn't come back. So when did, or he does, even if he does come back, he gave him a get. One's going to be muteris 3 months from now. One's muteris 2 months from now. Right? Ulushmuel zotinas l'sof beis chadashim v'zol l'sof gimel yitamu b'nei adam. People around are going to be bewildered. Sharon and his garshu b'yom echad. They can see that they were divorced on the same day, yet their ones get permitted a month before. You see here that's interesting that what the perception of people has an impact as to what the halacha might be. So Amar Le Abaye says that's not a question. The perception is not going to be, there's not going to be misperception over here, because man git zos man gita mochiach aleh v'zos man gita mochiach aleh. You get people look at the get. You look at the get, you see one's day in November, one's day in December, you'll say, oh, that's why she's permitted a month earlier than the other one, because the get says that she's permitted a month earlier than the other one. Okay? So Tanya Kavase the Rav, the Tanya Kavase the Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports the Shita of Rav that you do go Mishas Nesina, and a brisa that supports the Shita of Shmuel that goes Mishas Nesina. First, Tanya Kavase the Rav, the brisa that supports Rav, Hashaleach get li ishto. Someone sends a get to his wife, Vinishtaha Shliach Vaderech Shlosha Chadashim. And it took 3 months for the Shliach to get there. Mishegia get liyada, so from when the get gets to the woman's hand, Tzricha Lahapim Shlosha Chadashim. She has to wait 3 months. You see there, has to wait 3 months. Right? Ula get Yashon Ein Choshin Shashahare Lonis Yachinimo. And we're not concerned about a get Yashon because he didn't have Yichud. What's a get? What's the get Yashon? Again, we'll look at Rashi. Get Yashon, do you see that? Get Yashon is Lekaman. We're going to learn about it more on Daf Ayin Testament base. Tanya, we learn, Tanina, the Ein Adam Megarish Beget Yashon. A person should not divorce, or may not divorce, with an old get. The Ezu Get Yashon. What's a Get Yashon? It's Kol Shen Is Yachad Ima Me'achar Shekasvila. He writes the get, and before he gives it to her, he has Yichud with her. The Taima, the reason why, Shema Yomru Gita Kodam Libna. It's dated, and you're going to say that the get, and then they had Yichud, and maybe she got pregnant and has a child. You say the get preceded the child, right? Kashem tis aber v'teled ben v'teled ben k'sivasul l'sinaso u'la'achar zman yom roget kadam u'buznus nisabra. People might say that the get was before they had this relations, and that the baby was born out of wedlock. It's not a mom's heir, But it's baby born out of his nose, doesn't have the best pedigree. So that's why you prevent to get yashar, because the possibility exists. If you write to get and don't give it right away, and then you give it later, we're choshesh that maybe they had yichud, and there was a maisa biya. I don't know, see if she's pregnant or not. Okay. So that's the rice that supports Rav. And we're not here, we're not concerned about a get yashan, again, because it took 3 months to get there, because we saw that there was no yichud, I guess. Yeah. Well, that's what Tosas Rid says. Tosas Rid says, if you look at the Tosas Rid, it's exactly what you said, Mr. G. I don't know how your Tosas Rid lines up. Mine lines up. It says, it's Dibra Maso Sharelo Nisyachadima.
Which
Tosas? Tosas Rid. Sharelo Nisyachadima. How does your Tosas Rid line up? Is it like a long column and then turns it like a backwards L? Or like an L with a thick on the bottom? Someone's helped me. On the, yeah? That's how yours probably doesn't. So it's a cross from the Tosfos Be'emus like Suva Mishtametes in mind. No, it says Sharei Lo Nisyachadima. Yeah, that's no Sharei Lo Nisyachadima Mikan Mochiach.
So
on the right side, it has a little. Right. So it says, "Mikan."
It's by Hamashlish, right across
where
the Tosas
Hamashlish. Mine is on the other side of the page. Okay. Anyways, I'll read out loud anyway. Okay. So Mikan Mochiach if they were in the same city, right? Verosi Legaris Ish Ishto Beget Shekus of Zek Kama Yomim, and he wrote, and he wants to divorce her with the get that he wrote a couple of days prior. Even though he says I didn't have yichud with her, in that case we cannot use that get. So the Tosafot says we're talking about a case specifically where he's not in the same city. But if he's in the same city, then we would be choshesh for this get yashan. Okay, so that's the brisa that supports. That's the brisa that supports Rav.
I thought it was because of the low plug. I thought it was because of the low plug,
No, 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 I know, but can he use this get? In other words, that's a separate thing. The low plug, everyone has to wait 3 months.
Right.
But you have to use a valid get. Is this get valid? Because we have to be choshes for get yashan. So if he's out of town and he uses this get, then we don't have to worry about it because there was no yichud. But if he's in town, even if he's screaming, I didn't have yichud, we still don't let him use the get because we say it's a get yashan. Now, Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel, a Brisa supports Shmuel that says that this havchana, this 3 month waiting period, begins at the time of the ksivas haget. Hamashlish get l'ishto. So it seems over here, the mashlish get l'ishto is that you, right, Rashi says, Masar get l'shlish, kedei l'garsha v'olusov gimel chadashim, hu halach l'darko. He gives a get to somebody, he gives it to the beis din or whoever. He says, listen, if I'm not back in 3 months, you deliver the get and the divorce. And it's dated, obviously, from today. So hamashlish get l'ishto v'nishto ha'shliach b'derach shlosha chadashim, and he waits, and he doesn't come back. Misha higia get liyada, from the moment the get gets into her hand, tsricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim. It's by Nasina. So when he gets the get in his hands, he have to wait. No, sorry, wrong case. Hamashit get liyishto v'amalo altit nu'la el achar shlosha chadashim. I was reading the previous one. He gives the get to a third party and says to the third party, don't give it to her until after 3 months. Misha nisan Allah. From the moment that the shlish gives the get to the woman, muteris li'nasa miyad. He's muter to marry right away.
And he's away.
Because it was 3 months from beforehand. And the wait part says, we'll get yashan in choshin, shalilin l'siachlima. We don't have to worry about a get yashan because he's not here. So there was no yichud. So we have brises that support both Rav and Shmuel. So Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Mishas Ksiva. So Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, they waited the 3 months of Chana from Mishas Ksiva, like Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Avdi Mishas Nesina. They didn't Mishas Nesina, Vehilchasa. The Gemara Pasas, Vehilchasa, Mishas Ksiva. The Gemara Pasas, like Shmuel.
Because that's the date.
That's the date of, yeah, but it seems to be, that's weird. The woman doesn't get to get for, it, the woman, it's from Mishas Ksiva. It's an earlier period.
That's got the date on it.
Yeah, but
she didn't get to get till 3 months later.
Yeah.
So the Gemara Pasas, the Gemara is passing like Shmuel.
But they couldn't have been in the same town.
Correct, as long as you don't have the chashash for get yashan. You have to make sure there's no issues of get yashan here.
So the Edom never signed off on this? Is that the issue?
No, Edom are signed.
Yeah,
it says only Ksiva.
That's why I mentioned before, and I think Ksiva here might mean Chasima, because I have to have a signed get, or, well, I mean, or you can say that Edei Mesira Kar, say they don't have to have Edei on the get at all, if you have, if you hold by Edei Mesira. So, fine. Right, so just go.
We learned in the lesson, you should have Ksiva and Chasima in the same day anyway.
Well, according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't, but yeah, but we'll see in a moment when we get to Rav Shimon. But most likely, the Ksiv and the Chasim, if Marcel's correct, it has to be the same day.
Is that why that they give a pinkish to a woman when she gets a get, so she has a receipt that has a date on it when she got it? I think
Bethlehem
gives her a receipt.
Right, I don't know what. I don't know.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the three-month wage
period. They don't give the physical get.
I'm saying that's why they get a receipt.
Yeah, but that's because instead of the get, but that has nothing to do with the Hachana. That is just to prove that the get took place. Well, everything, every star has to have a date. Every star
says. He's got a date. So it could be 3 months
from
the
scene,
too. Right.
Because it's got a date on it.
Right, but because today we date it and give it the same day. We don't really have this. We don't have this issue. We date and give it the same day, pretty much. Okay. Fine. So now, the Gemara goes on to another topic, which is, I don't know if it doesn't seem to be related to the Masechta, other than it's another machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So Itmar, right? Me'emesai ksuba mishametes. At what point does a ksuba somehow transfer into a loan and therefore can become canceled on Shemitah? Rav Amar Misha Tifkom Vitiskov. She has to have collected a little bit from it and agreed to flip it over into a halva. Ushmul Amar, we'll go back in a minute. Ushmul Amar Pigama. Either she collects some of it, Afal Pisho Lo Zakva, even though she doesn't say that it's now a loan, and Zakva, or either the other way, or she transfers into a loan, Afal Pisho Lo Pagmor, without collecting from it. Right, so Rashi says, Me'emosai, what's that, Gimel? Me'emosai, I want to get the right gear, so Me'emosai Tehei Ksuva Kishar Shtar Chov. When does a ksuva turn into any other shtar chov or mishtamita b'shvius? And therefore, shvius would then take effect and cause it to be canceled. So long as nothing happens to it, the ksuva is sort of like a ma'aser. It's a tie based in it. It doesn't have the same dinim as a shtar chova. Therefore, shmita won't make. Especially if you're married, the ksuva will never be mishametes because it's not omed legal vinyl. It's not ready to be collected. It's only ready to be collected when the marriage is over. So he said. Rav said, "Misha tifkom." Rashi says, "She tifrak tzas." She took partial payment. The goli daita del medet li gos vilipara, because now she has revealed that she wants to go collect it. Right. So the idea of shmita is lotigos. If it's not something that she wants to collect, you don't have the issue of lotigos. Once she started collecting already, she showed that she's in the midst of collecting, and therefore sort of transfers over.
If she collects half, how could she stay married?
She's not. If she collects, she's not obviously not married.
No, but it says she's collecting some, but it doesn't say that she's not.
Because she decides. Because the guy doesn't. The Yorshim or the guy doesn't have all the money right now, right. So she takes a partial payment from her ex-husband or from her husband's estate.
And then is she still married at that point?
How can she be married? You only collect a ksuba when the marriage is dissolved. Married. Of course.
Well, she could sell the ksuba.
Of course.
Marriage.
What? She could sell the rights of the ksuba, but still can't be collected till after the marriage dissolves.
It doesn't say with money from the Baal, but the person.
What husband was going to pay it anyway?
Exactly.
Who's going to pay it anyway?
She doesn't have rights to the ksuba. I don't understand the question. There's no right to the ksuba until the marriage dissolves.
Yeah, for post-marriage.
Right. That's what it's there for. Right, so Misha Tifkom, Vitiskov, Alav Hamoser Bimilva. And she also says that the rest should be on him like a loan. Right? The Nafkala, Mishum Ksuba Umayzit, and we learn it because ksuba is a ma'isa based in she'ena mishamet. It's a ma'isa based in a ksuba, and therefore shouldn't have shmita. Same thing like a prosbul. That's the whole thing. You throw it onto the based in. All right? The chalala shem shtarchov. When she turns it into a loan, it becomes a shtarchov. And then it's no longer ma'isa based in. So Rav says she has to do both. But Shmuel says, pegama is caving the gully daite b'perayon, karina be'lo yigosh, or zakfa. Either way, either one is fine. Once you do any of those actions, it turns it into a shtar halva. So again, Tanya Kavasi de Rav, but Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. We have a Bryce that supports the Shita of Rav, and the Bryce that supports the Shita of Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi de Rav, the Bryce that supports the Shita of Rav, says as follows, Me'emasai, from when Kisuba Mishametes. When, at what point in time does the Ksuba become a Shtar Chov and therefore Shemitah can cancel it? Misha Tifkom Vid Tizkov. You have to do both. The woman has to have collect partial payment and flip the rest of it into a halva. But, and the Bryce just wants to make sure that you're clear, Pegama Velo Zakva, Zakva Velo Pegama, Eina Mishametes Acha Tifkom Vid Tizkov. You have to do both. You have to turn it into both. Okay. But, Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel. Shmuel, if a Bryce that supports Shmuel, Bryce says as follows. Onis. So somebody who raped a basula and has to pay the 50 kesef to the father. Uknas. Somebody who married an Arab basula and is motzi shemra, that she's not a basula, he has to pay 100 slayim to the father. Right? Upitui. Somebody who seduces a basula, who has to pay another 50 kesef to the father. Uksuvas isha, an Uksuva wife, which takes place when the husband dies or she's divorced. All of these, shezikafan bimilva, mishamtim. Once she flips them over and says that they are alone, then it's mishametes. Shvius will knock it off. The imlav, but if he doesn't make it into a milva, ain't mishamtin. It's not mishamtin. I, me'im assign nizgafan bimilva. So at what point of time do they flip over into a milva? Mishats ha'amada bedin. What does that mean? Rashi says, mishats ha'amada bedin. Harehu kizakifa. I guess when you go to court and court says, you now owe the money. That turns it in from a maisa beisdin into an obligation, to a personal obligation, and therefore it's a loan. But it says here that you only need zakafa. It doesn't mention any here about partial payment. Right? Wasn't Shmuel's idea was that it's either partial payment or this is a zakafa thing. And here a raya for Shmuel. Don't tell me a partial raya. Because it doesn't have the whole idea of collecting partially. The Shar Mishpat asked that question. Mahi raya sagamar min a brayse l'divrei Shmuel. Alo b'brayse mavua rak she'im zikva b'milva hashvish mishtametes. Achitachin shabrayse tover shadavka b'zikva v'lo b'pegama. V'ilu da Shmuel benim zakva benim b'gama shvish tishamet. Oh, I even have it underlined. Okay. What? Must be. That's why I don't remember.
Somebody, a Yerush comes over and says, I want to start paying a ksuba, and it's one day before Shemitah. And she says, I'm not taking it now, I want it.
Well, I don't know for sure, but I think she's the one who has the right to demand payment. So it's up
so
to her.
They don't have the right to demand that she take payment?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but I don't think so.
No,
yeah,
but she's
leaning
all the chasm.
Right, I don't think so.
They can't
do anything with the chasm.
Right.
Ksuba doesn't cancel Shemitah. It's only she makes into a loan.
Right. So he's.
But
I'm telling you, I don't know, but I believe that it's up to her,
not the yarshin.
Right. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says. Right now, just going back to our Mishnah. This may be the connection. Our Mishnah had mentioned that a get that was written the day and signed the following night is puzzle. Right. We had that puzzle. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what's the din by a ksuba that's written by day and signed at night? She goes, oftentimes you have at a wedding, got to be careful, they make the wedding at 5 o'clock, and then shkia, you have to delay it, go fast. Right, say, so Amar Shmuel, ksuba k'maisa beis din damyo. Ksuba is like a maisa beis din. What does that mean? Ma maisa beis din. What's a maisa beis din? Let's work out what that means. Rashi says, my maisa beis din, that's chiyuvei mishum psak din. It's not an actual shtar, but it's like the beis din's opinion, so to speak. You owe so-and-so, right? Right, even though, and it's obligatory, even if it's not signed. It could be written during the day and signed at night. Doesn't matter. So ksuva k'maisa beis din dami. Ma maisa beis din nichtavim b'yom v'nechtamim b'layla. So maisa beis din that says so and so owes to so and so. That could be written in the day and signed at night. And we don't have a chesaron here of shtar muktam because the chov is not created by the shtar. The shtar is just telling you that the chov that was created prior is in effect. Av ksuva, so to ksuva, nechteves bayom, v'nechtemes balayla. So to a ksuva can be written during the day and signed at night. And again, there's no problem with shtar muktam here, because the shibud, right, of the ksuva is because of the nisuin, which already took place at the ksivas haksuba. It's before they signed it. And even though it's signed later, I guess there's a call already that it took place before. So seems to be that you don't have a problem. Right. So the Gemara says, Ksuba Seidi Rabbi Chiya Barav, the Ksuba of Rabbi Chiya, the son of Rav, Ichtav Bayom, was written in a day and signed at night. It was written in a day and signed at night. This is Rav's son. Right? Rav is used by Plukta of Shmuel. Right? So Havi Rav Hasam, and Rav was there, the Lo Amar Lehu Lo Midi, and he didn't say anything. Seems to be Lema Kishmuel's relay. Does he hold like Shmuel in this case? That the Ksuba can be written in the day and signed at night. So it seems like he holds like that, and all agree. So Gemara says, no. There was different, because Asukin Ba'oso Inyan Havu. They were dealing with it continuously. That's why there's a call. Rashi says, third to last Rashi, Kavan, oh sorry, a little further up, Asukin Ba'oso Inyan Havu, Miksiva Ad Chasima. They were still going through it. They were still dealing with Vafila B'shtar Shars Kasher. That would be good even by Shtar Shars, or even the Maisa Beis, and other Shtar Shars would also be Kasher. Right? How do we know that? Tanya, we have a following Brisa. Amar Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Tzadok, Lo Shanu, that Shtaros that are written in the day and are signed at night, those are Pasal, is Ela Kasher, Asukim B'Oso Inyan. Aval Asukim B'Oso Inyan, Kasher. If you're dealing with Oso Inyan, it's be Kasher. Now, that second Rashi is an important one. But let's see. Lo shano the shtaros hanechtavim b'yom t'vanim b'lai l'pasal lulim psulim elo asukim ba'oso inyam will make a kasher kevan sha'edim mizumanim re'edim are there waiting locked on to sign elo shabal karcham tzrichim lahatin ashi yisayim asof as a star. They're forced to wait because the guys aren't done yet. They're not finished. And afal gav disrame lechasim l'orsta, even though the signature now gets pushed to the next day, it's kasher sharem bishas ksiva nami islekala. Because the Edom are there, and everything's taking place, you're just being forced to wait, everything is there, so there's a call from the moment of the Ksiva, you don't have to worry about it, that would still be considered kosher. So the Mordechai just points out, and Mukhe Yosef as well, that when they say in the Gemara here that they're Osukim Oso Inyan, it's, the Kavana is that they were Osukim with the Chasima. But if they're still dealing with the Chuppah, he says that's not, if they're still preparing the meal or something like that, that's not a sukkim, but also Indian. That's also Indian, that's the meat, also Indian of the ksuba. So in our sugya, it seems to be clear that if you're a sukkim, but also Indian, you can be makshir or ksuba that was written. If you're a sukkim, but also Indian, you can be makshir or ksuba that it was written during the day and signed at night. So Rav Moshe, so that an hour to day, so what's the problem then? We always have these ksubas, these weddings, they have to hurry up or wait. Usually they wait, no one hurries up. Usually they wait to make it sure it's night. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, you still have to wait. Because Bisman is there, this Asukim Ma'osu Inyan, this whole thing doesn't help us. Because during those days, they already had the Erison. The Erison Priegs was already there. She was been married, so to speak. So there's already a Eschaivus in the ksuba from time before. Because by today's day and age, we're doing the Erison, and the Eschaivus of the Ksuva is only taking place under the Chuppah. Right. So Asukim Ba'osu Inyan. He didn't even start the Inyan yet. So therefore he says that it's more, it becomes, that's why Moshe has that issue. Okay. Two dots. Oh, so there is a Ron, interesting Ron. Ron says, he says, V'nir li yedichi amin Asukim Ba'osu Inyan kosher. When you have a shtar, that we say Asukim Ba'osu Inyan is kosher. Hainu dafka b'shtari halva. That's only by shtari halva to zuze mishtabile kevan shehem uzumanin lachtom ikakala. That's only by shtari halva. Remember, always two types of shtaros. There's like a shtar raya and there's a shtar kinyan. So he says asukim also to inyan would only work by the shtar raya. He says, what happened? I made the loan and now we're having the shtar to memorialize the loan. So asukim also inyan would work. But if you have a shtar that's going to actually create the hischaivus, asukim also inyan doesn't make a difference. Because you didn't create the Eschaivus yet. Right? He says, Avashtari Chov, Shehu Mischai B'Kinyan, right? B'ma Mischai B'Yom. V'al forgot the Ikakala. So what? There's a call that they were working on it before nightfall. But there was no Kinyan. There's no Eschaivus yet. So he says you have to bifurcate between the two types of Shtaros. And he asks a question on the Rambam, which doesn't seem to make that distinction. But that's the Ran on that Chesam and Beis. The Ban on Chesam and Beis in the Dapa Erif. Okay. Now, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was by the get that was Nechtav Bayom, was written during the day and signed at night. The Chacham said it was Pasul, right? Machlok is, you know, because the Zman and the get, the Zman is wrong, right? But Shimon Machshim, Rabbi Shimon had no problem with that. So Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What is the reasoning of Shimon who says that this get that was written during the day and signed at night would be kosher? So Kasavar, he holds, sorry, Kevon Shenason Einav Ligarsha, from the moment that he lays eyes to divorce her, right, shuv ein lo peros. He doesn't have a problem with the peros because so it's he already lost the peros from the, let's just say, from the moment he started writing the get. I mean, it could be even earlier, from the moment that he thought about the get, but try to prove when that moment took place. But at least when we have evidence that he's has in mind to divorce her, which is the beginning of the ksivas of the get, he already loses the peros. Right. So I don't care. It was written in the day, and then it was written in the day and signed at night, and we have this gap of the peros. It doesn't matter. He lost the peros already in the beginning, and he doesn't care about Shem Yichab Plasachosa, right? We said that that wasn't, he didn't care about that. Okay, that's his reasoning. He says, Ein la peros, the chitar for mizan ksiva, but din tarfa. If she starts grabbing the food, the nixi malok, back from the moment of the ksiva, she says that's when she gets it, because he lost his rights from there. So Amar Reish Lakish says, remember, Rav Shimon now says it's permitted to have this gap from the day to the night. So Reish Lakish limits that gap. Lo hichshir Rav Shimon el altar. That's only if the chasimus get took place right immediately afterwards. You know, that's the only gap, I guess, that he's permitting. Aval mikan the adasori yamim. But let's say he waited 10 days. I'm not sure if 10 days is literal or 10 days is a figurative of a longer period of time. But he says, aval mikan adasori yamim. Then, lo. Then Rav Shimon is not going to say that that's kosher. That's too long of a period. Chashinon shema payis. Because now we're choshesh that maybe the reason why, he changed his mind. The reason why he didn't give her the get for this 10-day period is that he had charata. Chashinon shema payis, Rashi says, es ishto betoch kach uba'olel v'habe get yashon. And now we have a problem with get yashon. That's Shitas Rashi. They're like a whole list of Rishonim to explain what the chashash is. Actually, I thought Rashi was the biggest, was the simplest one. So chashinon shema payis, and therefore that there would be a get yashin, he wouldn't be able to use it. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rav Shimon says he's mashar the get that's signed in the day and that's written in the day and signed at night. He's mashar afilu mikan v'asara yomim, even for 10 days, even a longer period of time. He's mashar. So Gemara says, and what about you're not choshes for pius? It's great. The im isa de pius kol isli de milsa. If they reconciled, there would be a call. Rashi says kol isli de milsa shehashchenim vehashchenos. The neighbors and the neighborettes, the male neighbors and the female neighbors, shom in tagar v'ktata shavin ishli ishto. They hear the fights. They know what's going on, right? V'kasher yishkos et ribam akol mark yishim. And if all of a sudden they quiet it down, they're gonna realize it. Great line, Rashi. So he's not choshesh. So Yochanan says, I'm not choshesh for piyes because we would have known about it. Okay. So now the Gemara's gonna bring another. Obviously, we pass in Staros. I know. Meister b'chol yom. We have to go for lamli psuko, lamli kra. Sorry.
Well, what happens to me if you fight quietly?
But the assumption is not. That's the Gemara's assumption. Okay, so itmar.
Not everybody else.
But the Gemara, the halachic assumption is that's the coin, and that's what it is. You want to challenge the assumption and bring it to court. But the Stam case, they're assuming not, like you. All right. that's the assumption of the Gemara. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but that's not the assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara passes off of its assumptions, not ours. Okay. So the Gemara now brings another machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish that's sort of tied to this previous machlokas. So Itmar learned, the husband says, Amar la Sarah, he says to 10 men, Kisvu ged l'ishti, you 10 write the get for my wife. Rav Yochanan says, that what's the Baal's Kavan, what's the assumption of the over here? That Shnayim Mishum Edim, two of you should sign as Edim, the Kulam and the remaining 8, Mishum Tanai. They're just there as a Tanai. Rashi says, Kulam, last of the wide lines on top, Ukulam lo hichtim bo el labaisha b'ravim. He just wants to get to her. I'm going to have 8 extra people sign the get to embarrass you. The Tanai gomer hitil beget. He's making a Tanai in the get, is beget zeh, de lo lahavi gita el imkein chos min bo kulam. I only need two for two to actually sign the get. Must be going according to what it says in the 80 Chasima Karasi. Only 2 to actually sign the get, and the other 8 just to shtuch it to you, they have to be on the get also. It's not going to be a valid get without those 8, but they're not the ones who are creating the Chaloshim get. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. But Rabbi Reish Lakish Amar, no. Kula Mishum Edim. I need all of them to be Edim. The get's not going to be valid if they're all considered Edim. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so Heichidami. What's the case? We'll get to in a moment what the Nafkamin is. Heichidami. If the Baal doesn't say the word kulchem, rather he just says, 10 people standing there, he says, kitvu ged l'ishti. He doesn't say kulchem, but hatna, we already have that mishnah on Daf Samach Vav, if the Baal says, amar la'asara, kitvu ged l'ishti, echa kosev u'shnayim chosrim. He's just saying them to a group, which means one of them go write it, and 2 of them go sign it. He doesn't say the word kulchem, that just happens to be 10 people there. Elo da amar lahu kulchem. He says kulchem. That's the case. I don't know what to answer, that's what the case was. There must have an issue with the girsa. The case is he says kulchem. Right? The lo shavi gita Rashi says ad chasime kulo. It's not considered a get until all of you sign it. So then my benayu. So what's the chilik? It's not a valid get. She can't be divorced until all 10 sign. What's the difference whether 2 or edim and 8 or just a shtuchel or 10 or edim? He still has all 10 have to sign. So ike benayu the chasim be tre be yome the inoch mikan viasara yomim. Let's say 2 signed. It was written and signed today. 2 signed today, and the other 8 signed tonight. So.
Ten days later.
Is inclusive of tonight. Yeah. They can sign any time until now, until 10 days.
I've been including.
Right? Mikan v'Ada Yomim. So man don't rishum tonight. The one says rishum tonight. He says it's kosher. I don't have a get muktam over here because the edim signed the get on the same day that it was written. It's not a get muktam. Or man don't rishum edim. But the one who says no, these are all edim. He'll say that's puzzle because all edim have to sign on this on the same day. Inami or another chiluk between them would be. I guess one of the 8 extra is found to be karov to one of the parties, or is apostle 8. So lemandam rishum tonight kosher. According to my dharma, says there's 8 people sign. Just who cares if the father, the brother signs? I want these 8 people to sign, but they're not edim. So if they're not edim, I don't have a psul of karov apostle. I don't know. I don't have a problem with zuyah mitocha, but you don't have a problem of.
You only need two
to create the chalos, but you need all 8 for an offer to be valid. But the other 8 can be korovim apostle. Right. Doesn't make a difference, right? That becomes kosher, right? But man da'am mishum edim, right? Man da'am mishum edim, it's puzzle, right? Rashi says the lo have edus shlema. It's not considered full edus. Ad sheyichnu mekulam until all sign the cave under the kulam lo chat. That's the previous one. Cave under kulam. That's the first one. Nimsalem man karav pasul the kaimel lamas on hedgin afilu may edim nimsa ech karav pasul I do some betula so it's batel. You have to have all 10 have to be kosher edim. So the gemara then says, okay, what about the following then? E chasum betchila karav pasul amrle kosher or amrle pasul. What if the first 2 is a karav pasul? Because typically you would think that the first 2 are going to be the edus and the other 8 are afterwards. What if the karav signs first? So you know he's not there according to Rabbi Yochanan. So some say it's pasul, amalei kasher, va'amalei pasul.
Why can't it say he's part of the crowd?
Because he went first. Why did he go first? Rashi, look at Rashi. I chasim b'tchila karov pasul, b'shnayim harishonim kasuf hakarov. The kulam chasim bo b'yom. They all wrote signed on the right day, but one of the psulim signed first.
Right.
So amalei kasher. Some say it's kasher. Right? Lamanda amar mishum tnai. According to one who says it's tnai, we go in like. According to one who says it's edus, of course it's pasul. But going according to my number says that it's tnai. The afa gav the ichtim bereisha karav apostle, even though the karav apostle signs first, tiskayim, the ha'edus tiskayim, beru'uyim le'edus, v'hu yichashev v'tanai. We'll make him the tanai, that's all. The mustama as aksherin mino l'shem edus v'karav v'tanai. It's what you're saying. Mustama, that you appointed the kosher guys with the edus, and the apostle is part of the guy for the tanai.
Why is it different than when those localities that require the goy to sign, the kosher goy to sign, to get
rid of the star? Right. Well, the get is because they're... Well, the Gemara talking about it.
There also we say that he's not really one of the eight, and he's just there because he's required to sign.
Well, the guy who signs the star, like that was with the Kusi, talking about the case of the Kusi? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Okay. So, Amrullah Kasher, Tanaihu. Right? Sorry?
We need
Amrullah Puzzle, and the one who says Puzzle, you all need to answer your question, because Asulach Luthi Bishtar Stamba. We're going to be a zero. You're right. Economy, Alpi Din should be, but we have a zero. You might get confused with other stars. Oh, all of a sudden, the first 2 witnesses signing on a star, a Karav Apostle, it's kosher, so I can have them on a regular star also. I can have a Karav Apostle sign. Right? Rashi says, the second to last Rashi, the cave in the Chasim Beresha, Asli Meimer, Zev Vade Lashem Edis Chasim. These are the Edim. They're signing first. Right? The Yichshir Karav Bekol Staros. Really? That's what's going to be? You know Karav Apostle are Apostle Edis. You know this guy said, Kulchem, there are 10 people signed. So you're going to get confused with regular staros. This is 10 people signing, that's 2 people signing. And I don't know what, like at some point, sometimes the Gemara is very clear that people know the halacha. That we know that he has to have a zman in the get, and what did you accomplish? They're not going to do it, because they know the halacha. But here, also the chlufi became staros, even though there's such a distinction between the 2 staros. I don't know. Okay. All right. Hahuda amr lehu, wait a minute. Hahuda amr lehu lashtara. A guy says to 10 people, Kisru get the ishti, write a, he says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. Chosim be treimin ayu biyomei. I guess he must say kulchem. We said it's established the case is kulchem. So two of them signed that day, therefore it's fine. The Enoch, what? Assuming they're kosher. The Enoch mikan v'asara yomim. And 10 of them, and the other 8, they signed within 10 days. They signed. So us, the kind of Rabbi Shulman Levi, so he came before Rabbi Shulman Levi, he wants us to get kosher. Again, this whole idea of, Mar says, Amar Le, Rabbi Shulman Levi says, Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon l'smocha l'avishas adchak. Let's be so mecha Rabbi Shimon l'avishas adchak. What's the shas adchak? Maybe the husband left. We want this woman to be divorced. So Rabbi Shimon says, if you have it get written in one day and signed at night, it's still kosher. So the Gemara says, "V'hamarish lakish lo hichshir Rav Shimon el altar." These guys signed 10 days later. Rav Shlakish said that Rav Shimon only said that's kosher if they signed pretty, right away. So aval mikanda sorry yomim lo. So Rav Shuv ben Levi says, you know what? Over here, Rav Yochanan svirle. I'm going to hold like Rav Shimon, and I'm going to hold like Rav Yochanan's understanding in Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, well, if you're holding like Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said this whole thing was because of a tanai. So if you say kulchem tanai, what do I need Rav Shimon for? Right, Baham Rav Yochanan shnai mishum edim v'kulam mishum tanai. So the get would be kosher even according to Chachamim. You're telling me I have to be so mech Rav Shimon. If you hold like Rav Yochanan, the two of these guys signed on the same day of the ksiva. So it'd be kosher lechatchili according to Chachamim. So he goes, not by he Reish Lakish relay. By this I hold like Reish Lakish. I hold like Reish Lakish, and we say kulchem. All of them are edim. So now I have a problem that was signed in the day, but that 2 of them signed later. So in that case I'm going to hold like Rav Shimon. But I'm going to hold like Rav Shimon according to the understanding of Reish Lakish. So I hold like Rav Yochanan in one item, hold like Reish Lakish in the other item, and I'm so mech on Rav Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah, pick up it tomorrow. Everyone have an excellent day.